Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Welcome back into another episode of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I am Ben George alongside Bree Reyes. Once again, Bree, how are we?
Hey, Ben, doing wonderful.
Great. What's going on with you these days?
I just got back from vacation.
Ooh, like that.
Yes.
Where'd you go?
Yes. We went down to Jamaica.
Oh, nice.
For my birthday. So it was just my husband and I. We left Nate with our parents right before his surgery. That was brave on our part.
Yeah.
But we went down there and spent time. My husband got to do his initial ocean scuba diving. He's certified. He got certified when we got married because that was my wedding gift to him, was scuba certification.
Awesome.
Well, I've been going since I was a kid and since I was a teenager, and it's something that's really my passion. It's where I kind of finally relax. And so I was going to force him into it. If I have to do all the skiing with everybody else during the winter, then they have to deal with me and my interests. And so he was nervous, but he did a great job and we had a lot of fun.
When y'all go on vacation, it sounds like, I know the answer to this, but are y'all pretty active or do you guys like to just relax and just read a book by the water and just take it easy?
I am more active than my husband would like me to be. He wants to do, well, Keen, I love you and I know you're a good listener, but he loves the idea of he loves to read. So anywhere he can sit and read a book and be kind of warm and, you know, if he gets too hot, splash in the water for a little while and get back out and read. He is a happy, happy camper. I can do that in small doses.
If you have to.
So, for example, when we got down to Jamaica, the first thing on my agenda was talking to the dive shop to figure out exactly when, because we had to do a pre-dive checkout, mm-hmm. exactly when and how quickly we could get that done to figure out which dives we were going to be able to do with them.
Okay.
I mean, we were up every morning at 7.
Ooh.
For a 9 a.m. dive. Like, we weren't the party owls. We weren't. And the thing with diving is we were at a resort, which was wonderful, but you shouldn't drink before you dive.
Okay. Makes
because
sense.
It does. Because you could get the bends and die, and it's not a nice death. And quite frankly, it's too easy to do that. So you kind of have to be on your game when you're underwater. And so there were a lot of days when Keem was like, you know, it'd be fun to have like one of those drinks with an umbrella in it right now. And I'm like, no, for lunch. I'm like, no, we've got our 2 o'clock dive. What are you talking about?
So were y'all diving in the morning and then again in the afternoon?
Yes.
Two a days. That's impressive.
And when we didn't do an afternoon dive, the one day we didn't do an afternoon dive, we did a night dive, which is hands down probably the scariest thing I've ever done.
I bet. Can you see a lot?
We had flashlights, okay. So we could see. But at one point in time, and we were with a group, and we had a master diver from Oklahoma with us, and he was fabulous. He was a former Navy airman. And so, yes. And we also had the dive masters from the resort and stuff. But at one point in time when we were down there, right before we came up, they had us turn all of our lights off.
Ooh.
And it is pitch black.
Yeah.
And you and fish are swimming around you, and you were underwater. We were about 30 feet underwater, and you can feel, you know, the waves and the current and stuff underneath there, and it is black. And so we were doing that, and my husband reached out and grabbed my hand, and I was like, "Oh, I love you," because I could tell he knew I was scared.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but it sounds like it's relaxing though. It's equal parts like fearful and relaxing.
It is the only time I'm really relaxed is when I'm on a boat or in the water. And I think it was fun for my husband to finally see that because I'm wound a little tight all the time. And so for him, it's like, oh, you do relax.
Yeah.
We just have to shove you 30 feet underwater. That's interesting.
That sounds like a fun vacation, though. It sounds like you enjoyed every bit of that.
Well, when I promised him we're going to go back for my big birthday in a couple of years. And we've already booked the trip. And I promised him on that trip we would only do one dive a day.
Okay. Compromise. That's the key to a good relationship.
Yeah. He's we're gonna only do one dive, unless there's a really cool dive, and then maybe we'll do two.
Maybe once or twice.
See, I agreed, but now I'm like, and yeah, we'll see.
Who knows? Maybe he'll want to do a couple dives.
He got bit by the bug. By the end of it, he's pretty into it. There's a couple of dives we didn't get a chance to do that he wants to do when we go back. So I'm okay with that.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we're glad to have you back in the country and ready to go again on another podcast. We got a fun show today. We're going to kind of do a couple different things. We're going to have story time. First off, we're going to be talking about saving on taxes. I know taxes really hit close to home with you. So we will talk about that a little bit. And also got a little getting to know Bree on this show. And then we'll take a mailbag question a little bit later on. But let me remind you about Bree. First off, she's an investor coach and certified financial planner at Estes Financial Services. They serve the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. You can find them online at estesfinancial.net. Also on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, many different places you can connect with Bree and her dad, Tim. They're there to help you on any of these things we talk about, plus any questions that you might have in your plan and your portfolio or anything that's on your mind dealing with finances. So let's jump into this episode, Bree, and let's do story time. We don't do a whole lot of story time, but we're going to let you talk a little bit on taxes. So tell us about a time when you were able to save someone a significant amount of money on taxes because of your good planning.
Ooh, this is fun. I love this topic. And I personally do not believe you are a better patriot if you are overpaying in your taxes. I don't believe that there is an award or a medal or a gold star you get for overpaying your taxes. Now, I believe everybody should pay what the government requires of you, but you don't become a better person by overpaying. That's my personal belief. I've had people yell at me for it before. That is fine. The Supreme Court actually agrees with me. So that helps me sleep at night. But that's my personal belief. And so the saving on taxes conversation is always really, really fun if we can kind of work with somebody a few years from retirement. If you're at retirement, this is a little bit of a harder conversation. But yeah. I'll give you an example. About 10 years ago in my career, when I was with a different firm, I had a client come in, young client. They were doing the industry norm. They were putting money into their 401k at their employer, and they were doing great. They were maxing it out, and they were living within their means, which is always shocking when somebody's doing that because humans are not very good at that.
Right.
It's a human condition. We are not good with living within our means, all of us, me included. But they were doing that. They were doing the right thing. And I'm changing names to protect the innocent here. But Sally, the wife, asked, you know, are you sure this is the right thing to do? We want to make sure that we're prepared for retirement. And they were thinking ahead. They had a 401k through their employer that had a Roth 401k component. And so I said, you know, Sally, I love what you're doing. I love the fact, you know, you guys are maxing. This is great. And we've got other goals, too, that we're working on. And that's fabulous. But I'm a little worried about taxation. And they said, well, Bree, why? I said, well, we're going to talk about this a little bit in a later podcast, but one of my biggest fears for retirees is taxes. Mm-hmm. It's one of my top three biggest fears for retirees. And the reason that it is because it's not something that we can really control. We can do some tax planning. Other than voting, you know, we have no real control over our taxes. And I said, you know, you guys are putting away a lot of money right now, tax-free, that you're going to have to pay taxes on later on when you pull this money out of your 401k, your traditional 401k. And they said, yeah, but our taxes are lower now. And, you know, we're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. And I went, do you think we really are? And so I pulled something up. I knew this couple very well, Sally and Dave. I knew them very, very well. And I pulled something up, and it was the website of the, and I don't often bring my computer into meetings, but like I said, we're reviewing everything, and so we had to have it there. Uh-huh. The debt calculator for the United States.
Ooh.
You have not, I'm going to pull it up right now so I have the exact web address, but if you have not looked at the debt calculator of the United States, it's a nightmare. It will...
It'll overwhelm you.
It will cause anxiety. It is, the website is www.usdebtclock.org. And you can see the numbers just trickling. And the national debt right now is growing with every passing second.
Yeah. I don't even know what number that is looking at it. Is that 22, I don't even know, trillion, I guess?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's 22, almost 23.
It might be 23 by the time this episode finishes.
Yeah.
The way it's going.
Yeah. If you ever feel the need that you want to gain anxiety, go look at this. So the thing is I pulled that up and I said, okay, there's a couple of ways to get rid of the national debt. We can tax our way out of it, or we can inflate our way out of it. Which one do you think is going to happen?
Right. Taxes, probably.
Taxes. So we know what our tax brackets were then or are now. So let's work with that because we don't know where they're going to be. We have a good guess, but we don't know. So let's deal with the known, not the unknown. Let's go ahead and pay the taxes now. And so we did that. We switched them over. And the nice thing is we switched them over in their 401k plan. So instead of contributing to the traditional 401k, they were contributing to a Roth 401k. And the reason that I love a Roth 401k, if you have one at your employer, or a Roth TSP, if you're a government employee, is it doesn't have an income limit. And this is what a lot of people don't know. They think Roth IRA and they know, oh, it's got an income limit, you know, and there's not a lot of money that I can put in there anyway because it's got contribution limits. And so I'm not going to worry about it. You can make $1 million a year and still contribute to a Roth 401k. No contribution, no income limits. And when it comes to contribution limits, it's the same as a regular 401k. So in 2019, the contribution limit for a Roth 401k is $19,000. And those 50 and older can contribute an extra $6,000, so $25,000 a year, versus, you know, a Roth IRA, which the contribution amount is much, much lower. And so I walked them through this, and they had young kids at the time. Well, they still have young kids. They have kids. And I said, and not only that, I said, if something happens to you guys now, all this money that you've saved in your traditional 401k account, when the kids get it, they're going to have to pay taxes on it. Now, there's some strategies that we can work with as far as how we take money out and how much is taxed at once. But point being, it's taxable to them at some point in time or another. But if we do a Roth, that money will pass to the kids, pass to your heirs, tax-free. So instead of dealing with the devil we don't, we're dealing with the devil we know, which is current tax laws. Mm-hmm. We're able to look at it. And now they're sitting pretty with a sizable sum in their Roth 401k and looking at retirement going, this is awesome. We have all of this tax-free money.
Plus, it gives you like a clearer picture of your retirement too, right?
Right.
Knowing exactly how much you have.
Exactly. And it helps, especially now, because up to 85% of your Social Security is taxable, can be taxed.
Yeah.
And so this lets us avoid Social Security taxation because traditional IRAs, that money can affect Social Security taxation and can affect a lot of other calculations in retirement. This money is tax-free. And so it has been a really amazing strategy. And it's one we talk to everybody about when they come in the door. In fact, we've got this really good sample that we can kind of put up on the whiteboard. We can draw it out. And it's amazing to see how important and how impactful a Roth 401k or a Roth TSP can be to your retirement. And not a lot of people know about it. In fact, my husband's employer, his former employer, had a 401k specialist that came around and tried to give everybody advice and whatnot, his old architecture firm. And so the gentleman came around to Joaquin and said, you know, I see, he could see what everybody was contributing, that you're contributing to the Roth 401k. And that's a terrible idea because you're paying way more in taxes now and you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. This is, I don't know why you set this up. And Joaquin is sweet. Joaquin is wonderful. He's not sarcastic like me. He's a sweetheart of a guy. And so he's not going to be rude. And he's right. Like, well, you know, why don't you talk to me about your strategy? But I'm pretty firm in what I'm doing. And this gentleman sat down next to him and spent 20 minutes on how Joaquin was ruining the rest of our life.
Jeez.
And Joaquin listened to it because, God, he's wonderful. And finally said, look, my wife's a certified financial planner, and we've run the numbers. It makes way more sense for us to be doing this.
That's funny.
And the guy just kind of looked at me and went, well, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, she's pretty adamant. She's a little scary about it, actually. I can't change it. And the guy ended up walking away and checking. And the next time he came back, he came to Joaquin and went, you know, you're right.
I told you. Try to tell you.
I love my husband's out there educating people about this now, but he's seen it. He's seen the power of it. And he really doesn't even care, but he's seen the power of it. And he's become an advocate for it. But yeah, no. And so even people in my business, even other experts in my business will try to talk you out of doing this. It doesn't matter. You're still going to get your match. Your match goes, if you have a match, it'll go in the traditional side. So that side will still be growing and it'll still be invested, and you're not going to touch it. You can't convert what you've done while you're working. But maybe put your contributions into the Roth, or at least run the numbers and see if it works for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest kind of takeaway for me is, you mentioned at the very beginning of this, you know, you pay your fair share of taxes, but you don't need to overpay. I feel like there's a lot of people, and probably me included, that if you sat down with an advisor, you're probably going to figure out there's some serious ways you could probably cut back on those taxes that you're going to owe later on in life, right?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. And, you know, we're right now in a historically low tax brackets, and those tax brackets are set to sunset, and they may change even before that, depending upon elections. And, you know, I'm not a political commentary. I'm not going there in this podcast, but it's good to take advantage of things while you can.
For sure. And there's one way to take advantage too, and that's from you and your team has a ticking tax time bomb toolkit, which you offer up, but it's free. It's got plenty of information. You just have to call Bree and her team to get that. 817-444-8402. Explain a little bit more about what they get from that toolkit.
Oh, the toolkit is so cool. You get a book that Tim and I and our good friend Dan all wrote together called The Financial Flight Plan, 7 Lessons to Save Your Retirement. And what we're saving your retirement from is taxes and kind of ourselves sometimes. You get a CD that talks about the ticking tax time bomb. And you get two reports. The first one is These 5 Risks Could Destroy Your Retirement. So, you know, everybody wants to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is obviously near and dear to my heart, a tax special report. So that talks about our current tax laws and how long they're going to last and that type of thing. And then we have an investor awareness guide in there as well. The overall toolkit's value is $97. You get it absolutely free for reaching out and giving our office a call and being a listener of the podcast. It's something that we send out to you, just kind of educational. We want people to know the different strategies that are out there and to be aware of the situations, the tax situations going into the future. And I will warn you, we are probably switching that up next year. So if you're interested in it, I would request it now.
Again, you can do so online at estesfinancial.net. Reach out to them there or call 817-444-8402. It is their gift for being a listener of the podcast. And as you can tell, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity to kind of plan for taxes, but you got to be aware of kind of what to expect. We don't know for sure and with certainty of what's going to happen in 10, 15, 20 years, but we do know things are going to change, but you can be prepared to minimize your taxes when you get there. And that'll be very, very important towards enjoying your retirement and knowing what you have to spend. So thanks, Bree, for that story. That's great information. And hopefully somebody can take something out of that, either reach out to you or whoever that professional is they work with and get more information about that Roth 401k, because that is such a great option for people.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's getting to know you time.
All right, that means it is time for the Getting to Know You segment of this show. And this is where we kind of break away from finance a little bit and we learn more about Bree. We know she likes to scuba dive, but we're going to ask her a different question in this episode. And it's about TV. What TV show, if any, I don't know if you watch a lot of TV, Bree, I'm going to assume you watch a little bit, but what are you into right now?
Oh, well, right now in our house, Sesame Street is huge. We spent a lot of time watching Sesame Street. No, that's the main show Nate is allowed to watch, and he's only allowed certain, like, 20 minutes a day. So that's his jam. And I will tell you, it is more highbrow than you remember.
They is have it?
Fabulous guests. The songs are wonderful. and the stories are cute. So, yeah, Sesame Street's one that is always a crowd favorite. But once he goes down, and it's usually on the weekends. I don't watch a ton of TV during the week. But usually once he goes down, right now I'm really digging Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah. Very good show. Yeah.
Super intense show. Really, really good. It's on HBO. It's about the Chernobyl accident. And I'm kind of binging it right now. So I'm enjoying that. I have a habit. My husband will tell you it's a bad habit. I like to save things and then just watch them in a couple of nights or a weekend after Nate goes down and that type of thing. Yeah. So our DVR is full of things that I have kind of hoarded away for a rainy day.
Well, that's the best way to watch now. We don't have to wait every week for a new episode. We can watch everything at once, back-to-back episodes if we have a couple hours. And Chernobyl's a really good one, too, if you haven't watched it. HBO is always really good about, as soon as like a series ends, they've got something else great lined up, ready to go again. And Chernobyl is one of those that I really enjoyed as well.
HBO and PBS do that too. I like Masterpiece Theater. Yeah. My husband picks on me because it's like, what British show are you watching now? But I enjoyed the Downton Abbeys and the Masterpiece Theater stuff. And they're really good about series back to back too. So, and then Succession on HBO. That is amazing too.
That's another good one. Did you know, by the way, that Chernobyl's opening up their control room now that series took place in for tourists, where you can go in for 5 minutes and look around? Would you ever consider that?
Yeah, Yeah, I probably would.
Would you?
I would. My husband would not. I would. That would be a vacation I took on my own.
Yeah, you're not worried about the radiation, huh?
Under a controlled environment with my own Geiger counter, I'm not going to trash theirs, quite frankly. I'm going to bring my own from the United States that I've had certified by a scientist here. But yeah, if I had my own equipment, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
You are brave indeed, Bree. I don't know that I would do that either. I'm with Joaquin on this one.
I'm brave in silly ways. I'm really not. I am the biggest fraidy cat, but there are certain things that I will do that other people are like, what?
That's one of them, for sure.
That's one of them. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Bree. That is getting to know Bree a little bit better. And now it's time for a mailbag question.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
All right. Well, this question comes from Kevin. He is in Arlington. And again, you can reach out to us at ssfinancial.net. Send us a question there, or Facebook or Twitter. You can reach out on any of those platforms and we will bring the questions onto the show and ask them here, as we do with Kevin. And he writes, my employer said they're going to stop matching 401k contributions in a few months because they have to offset rising health insurance costs. If I'm not getting a match, should I just stop contributing to my 401k and save money somewhere else?
Maybe, Kevin. Really good question. I mean, maybe. Let's see. Is there a Roth component to your 401k? Because if there is, no. Contribute, but maybe stop contributing to the traditional side and contribute to the Roth. Because remember, you can put in that $19,000 plus catch up, and you don't have any earnings test on that. Now, if not, if it's just a traditional 401k and that's all you have, then potentially yes, I would consider it. And I know that sounds contrary to everything, but you may want to look at different investments and look at the taxation of different investments and see if there's something you can do that maybe is taxed at a lower rate or could potentially be taxed at a lower rate than IRA money in retirement. So it's a gray question. It's not a black or a white question. And it really depends on your circumstances and what you're comfortable with. But I don't necessarily hate this idea as much as most of my contemporaries would.
You know, I think what's interesting to me is, you know, a lot of employers are doing this now. They've gone away. They're having to go away from the matching. And because of that, I think it's forced people to kind of examine where they're investing, right? I mean, before you would say, I got the 401k, that's where my money's going. I'm not going to think twice about it. But now you can ask those questions to an advisor and say, okay, what are my other options now? And now you might be opened up to some other things you were never aware of.
And the other thing is, I think that you have to continue making yourself invest.
Yeah.
The benefit, and one of the things I love about the 401k is it's disciplined for you. I don't know what it is. I've got to ask one of my psychologist friends about this. I don't know what it is about humans, but we are not great at discipline, especially when it's around food or money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not so good about it. If we were, the weight loss industry wouldn't be billions of dollars every year.
Nope.
And I probably wouldn't have as great of a job as I do.
And credit card companies would not be making
the
money.
And credit card companies wouldn't exist, and debt wouldn't be there, and this debt calculator wouldn't scare the crud out of me every day. We're just not great. And I think we all need to learn to acceptance and understand that. Acceptance is a huge portion of, you know, acknowledge that you have a problem, Kevin. And what makes me fearful of you doing it outside the 401k is, are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Are you really, really going to put the money away? So in this instance, if you're willing to step outside, if you don't have a Roth component and you're willing to step outside the 401k, pay yourself first. Set up an automatic pull from your account. From your checking account, the minute that your check hits that account, so much goes into another account. and it's not easily accessible. It's not one that you have a debit card for. It's not your savings. It needs to go away from you.
Yeah. I think that's so important, because even if that's the great thing about 401k is you never really see that money. In your mind, it's like that money was never yours because it never gets to you. But even right. if you set up like an automatic investment, you still see that money in your bank account, and you see that money leave your bank account, and it makes it difficult, even though it's the same amount of money you were putting in before. It's just going in a different direction. It's just all mental and psychological. You're right. It's tough to do, but that is important. You have to continue to invest if you don't go with your company's plan.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm hesitant to say, yeah, sure, do something yeah. else, just because human nature is so hard for us. But I'm willing to say, yeah, sure, do something else, maybe.
Right.
First, look at the Roth component of your 401k. That's where I would advise you to look if you were my client.
Well, if you want to be Bree's client, or you want to get more information about that question or more, reach out to Bree and her team at Estes Financial Services in Fort Worth. Is their office. They serve the Metroplex, and you can get in touch with them online at estesfinancial.net or by phone 817-444-8402. So thanks for that question, Kevin. That's going to wrap it up for us, Bree. I appreciate this. All this information has been very helpful, especially with taxes. People can call and reach out to you to get that toolkit. But all this information really is to help lead everyone to one thing, right?
Right. We want everyone to go out and lead an abundant life.
That is the goal, and we hope you will do that. So hope you'll be back here with us again on the next episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen so you can get it delivered to you. And be right there in your inbox for our next conversation. So thank you, Bree, for your time. And that'll wrap up this episode of the Financial Flight Plan Podcast.